Well, hello and welcome to the next video. This one here is about the off season. And you know, when I came downstairs, I looked at this. I'm not even sure if you guys can read that, but trust me, it does say the off season. Now, what is the off season? The off season is, well, first of all, let me tell you what, I'm very excited for the off season. Well, I had mixed emotions. The reason why I'm excited is because right now, the time of this recording, my kids are both back at school, which is great. So I have the house back to myself. And they are off on a new adventure. And the off season is like a new adventure for us too. So basically it means that the triathlon season is over for most of us. I know some of us still have a couple of races left, but the majority of people where we are now in Calgary, it's over. But wherever you're watching this, you know, you might be on a different month or a different cycle depending on your weather. The off season basically means you've done your triathlons and you're having a little bit of a break. And the breaks are really good. I find that when we are training hard for our key races, we have our heads down, we're biking, we're swimming, we're running, and we work hard at getting that goal accomplished, and we need a bit of a break. So give yourself 2 or 3 weeks of reduced, relaxed workouts. We're not really following a major plan, just keeping it simple. You're exercising when you want to, and if you don't feel like it, then don't. For me, I did an Ironman just over 2 weeks ago, and you know what? I haven't done anything. I've done nothing. Today, I am going to go for a little bit of a run, only because I've signed up for a half marathon in just over 2 weeks. So that's kind of forcing me to get my butt going. For some people, the off season can be a tough time because, like I mentioned before, we have our focus on our key race, and we drive, like mentally and physically to get there. And then once you reach it, we drop down. And it's almost like our body's getting depressed, or it's almost like just letting go. And it can feel difficult for a lot of people. I find, especially if you're doing like a big race where you put a lot of your attention, a lot of focus on it. So if you have like the World Championships, or you're traveling to a race, or you have a big half Ironman or an Ironman, and you have all your attention there, and then it's done, you just drop down. So it's usually called, like, they call it the post-Ironman blues or post-key race blues. And if you are experiencing this, like you feel like you don't want to do anything, your motivation's in the toilet, you don't want to look at your bike, you don't want to look at your swim trunks, I get it. And that's why I want you to take a few weeks off, because it's completely, completely normal. Once you get through those first 2 or 3 weeks, then you start to go, you know what? I'm kind of itching to get back to training. I don't know what I want to do yet, but I want to get back to training. And you start to get energized. You're like, you know what? This next year, I want to do even better, or you want to do more races than you did this year. And it can be a very exciting time. Just like your kids going back to school, they get excited. They're in a brand new year. They have new stuff, new pencils, pens, calculators, all that kind of stuff makes it exciting. So this is an exciting time for you as well. There are some things that I want you to do right now. This video, I find for the off season, I could probably go on and on and on. And I know you don't want me to, so I'm gonna try and keep it as short and simple as possible so that we can get through it. But there are a couple things I want you to do right now. The first thing I want you to do is make a list of every single race you did for this year. You know, running races, biking races, running races, triathlons, whatever else you did, write them down. Get a list out, sheet of paper. If you have a board like this, write them out. I find I like to use a notebook, but I also do a computer so I can use it so I can go back in history and look at all the races that I've done. It's easier to keep track of, I find, if it's digital, but there's something nice about writing it in a book too. So maybe you want to do both. Whatever, just write out the races that you did. Now I need to get my cheat sheet out, because we're going to get into more details about what we're going to do with each of those races. And we're going to go into more detail about how those races went. Now the first thing I want you to do is set up some categories and briefly summarize each race. Let me switch now to a PowerPoint where I can show you the table that I like to use. This first one we're going to use is going to be a very basic table. So you're going to have your race name, overall feelings, and you can go things like good, bad, and ugly. So I'm trying to keep it super, super easy. So you can go through each race and write it out. For me, for example, the race that I'm using as an example is Wildflower. The overall feelings, it was great to run the original course again, and it was fun. The good parts about the race, I was happy with the bike, the power, and race wheels. The bad parts about the race, I felt tired on the run, especially up the long trail climb. The ugly, my shoes, the tongue kept bunching up. So you see what I did there? I kept it very, very simple. Overall feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. When you look at what I just did there, you can see that there's no numbers. There's no where did you place in your age group. There's no times. There's no heart rate. Nothing. It's just how did it go. So when you look at that, that's known as qualitative. So you're looking at how did it feel. You know, things that happened. You can write those things down, descriptives. And that's a really good way to kind of activate that memory. You know what? When I looked at this, I pulled it up last night. I use program Training Peaks to keep track of all my data. And when I went to this race, the post-activity comments was blank. So I didn't fill in anything. So I had to go back on memory and go, well, how did that race feel? And it was really difficult. And it's a good reminder for you and for me that after each race, go into your training notebook or into your training logs online and write out, how did that race feel? Because you're going to forget. You're going to forget because you think, oh, I'll remember this race forever. But a week later, you forgot how much you suffered. That's the beauty about racing is you forget the suffering and you want to go back. So get back in there. Well, after every race, type in a quick comment. So this type of analysis of a race is important. And this may be enough, depending on the type of athlete you are, this may be enough for you. And just list out all your races that you did. For me, I think I did 6 triathlons, 2 coming up another running, so it's gonna be 3 running events. So I'll have 9 events that I'm gonna go through. And just keep it very short and simple. Now, this next table is for the people that like numbers. If you don't like numbers, then just skip it. But if you like numbers, we're going to dig deep into this chart. That's going to be a lot more specific about how you did. Once again, let's switch over to the PowerPoint so I can show you what I mean. Up on the top, we have race, the race name, we have time, we have age groups. That's going to be how you placed in your age group. OA, which is for overall, how do you do overall? We have swim time, swim pace, T1, BT, which means bike time, bike pace, bike power, bike heart rate, T2, run time, run pace, run heart rate. And the next line here, I have wildflower long course. I'm using a lot of abbreviations only because it's so long. And you can use your own abbreviations too for your table, whatever works well for you. These are the ones that I use, but feel free to modify it. If you're not training with power, you don't need that category there, right? If you're not training with heart rate, get rid of that. You may want to put in PE, as in perceived effort, whatever works for you. The idea though is you're going to do this for each race. And so for the first one I have is wildflower, I'd put in my time, my age group placing, overall, the swim time, swim pace, all of that stuff, put it in there. And you do that for each and every race that you were able to do. Now, if you didn't do any races, well, then you're not going to be able to do these steps. You have to do it next year. This can take a bit of time to do. You need to go back, look at all the results, and then see what happens. Now, I want to caution you when you do this, don't waste all your time. For me, sometimes I get back into a race, I can spend hours looking at pictures and videos and how did I do and how did everybody else did. I can get lost and I can waste the whole day. And it's really difficult. Well, I like it, but it's an easy way to eat up your day. So I just caution you to be focused on what you have to do. Get that done, move on to the next race. Now, we have one more table that I want to talk to you about. This one kind of combines them both. And let's just go to the PowerPoint so that I can show you. On the far left, we have the race. So you can put the race name. And then on the top, I just kind of titled it Qualitative and Quantitative Plus How Did the Race Strategy Go? I know that's a horrible title, but that's what I came up with and that's what we're going to go with. We're going to have below there, we're going to have swim, bike, and run. Now, I completed the swim section for you as an example. And again, this is going to be from the Wildflower Long Course. And what I put in there, so remember, I want to put in qualitative, how did it feel, quantitative with the numbers, plus how did my race strategy go? This is what I put in there. I started off fine and was able to hold a decent pace of 135. I swam mostly to the right with not many swimmers around me. My strategy was to even pace the swim, which I feel I did fairly well. Did not push the start too much. Finished the swim in 30 minutes and 35th in my age group. Getting in the water, I was tired, but able to run up the bolt launch fairly steady. Now, I want you to do that for each race as well, right? So if it's just a run, it's going to be easy. But for a triathlon, you can go swim, T1, bike, T2, and run. The reason why I want you to do this, you might think, I don't want to do this, Todd. You will thank me one day when you are trying to get faster or you want to improve on a race and you go back, and this is how we learn about what did we do in the race. So what heart rate did we do, right? How did that heart rate feel? Maybe the heart rate was too high. Maybe it was too low. We could have gone harder. How did the power feel? So track that power, those power numbers. Did you go off too hard? This is like digging deep into your race results. And it's a fantastic way to learn about what you did. It can take a bit of time, but I guarantee you it's worth it. Okay, now we're going to move on to one more thing. I get this is a lot of things to do, but what I want you to do is maybe just do, you know, one table at a time. Go back to this video, print it out. I'll give you some tables that you can print off and then take your time through it. So if this takes you a week or two to do, it's okay. Maybe you want to do one race a day. If you did a lot of races, it could take you a while, but maybe if you only did a handful, it could take you maybe just a week to do. And by just doing one race a day will not eat up all your time, and then you're able to get through it. Okay, the next thing I want you to do is I want you to summarize your entire season. And I want you to answer four questions. The first one is, what did you learn that helped you the most this season? And what did you do that did not help you this season? Number three, what would you change for next year? And number four, rank your season on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being not so good, 10 being fantastic. Okay, now, Because I've already given you a lot of stuff, I'm going to end this video right here. Then I'm going to carry on with the rest of the stuff on the sheet in the next video. Okay, so this is Coach Todd saying thank you. Get to work. Start reviewing your races and seeing how did you do. All right, so I'll see you in the next video.